Okay.
Oh, I had a question. Hey, Dick. Somebody told me you in the past you used to run an announcement in the Phillipsburg Progress about the upcoming para meetings.
Yeah, I think I did. It's been a while, a long time ago.
Yeah, I was just thinking about, you know, it took me 30 years to find out there was a radio club. Now, I didn't used to read the Progress or the journal, so maybe that's why. But I'm just wondering if that's something we ought to consider. Maybe I should start putting those in again. Do you have any advice?
Yeah, I think it's useful, good place to publicize it, particularly the Phillipsburg Journal, because that covers this area. And I think I only did it in the journal. I don't think I did it in the Progress. Yeah.
Did we have to pay for that listing?
No, I don't think so, as long as it's not entailing making a profit.
Yeah.
I know they want you to take an ad out if it's something you're, before they'll put you in the activities part, if it's a money-making thing like a book sale.
Yeah. Okay. I guess we
it's
could...
It's more like a public service announcement. Basically, it's what's going on in the public. I see that in the journal all the time.
Yeah, and it's a good place. You know, I was thinking we could just list the URL of our website, which is very short, and maybe some people would visit the website and just learn more about what we do just from seeing it in the journal. So did you put it in like once a month prior to the meeting, like a week before or something?
Yeah, that would make good sense. That's I used to do the book sales for the... library, and I handled that doing the public service announcements, and of course for them we spread it all over the place, other radio stations and that sort of thing, put it on WTAJ and WPSU's websites, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Dick.